Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, September 25th, 2019. On this day in 1906, Leonardo Torres y Quevedo demonstrated the telequino, guiding a boat from the shore in what is considered to be the first use of a remote control. After a three-month test phase, the Berlin transport app Yelby is now in regular operation. With it, customers can now book their journeys not only on buses, trams, and ferries operated by the Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, its Berlkönig transport service, and the S-Bahn, but also Next Bike rental bikes, electric pedal scooters from Tier, Emmy electric scooters, and rental cars from Miles Mobility. Taxis from the central taxi office in Berlin will be added in a few weeks. On Yelby, users can use the app to plan their route through the city with different means of transport and then bill them collectively. Martinez Gudonavicius, head developer of the Yelby app, on Tuesday remarked, quote, "Berlin is a great first step to show what technology can do. This year, it will be launched in other cities and countries. In Berlin, the app now includes one provider for each mode of transport." The tracks of S-Bahn and long-distance trains are also used by some people in Berlin to dispose of their garbage. Every year, cleaning companies collect up to 100 tons of waste on behalf of the Bahn on the tracks between the stations and the surrounding areas. This was the answer given by the Senate Department for Transport and the Environment to a request from the Greens. In addition, 120 tons of waste have to be removed from the tracks in the S-Bahn stations. According to the Deutsche Bahn, the disposal of waste costs around 1.05 million euros annually. Of this, 750,000 euros were spent on regular cleaning of the tracks and track systems. The rest is spent on larger individual waste disposal operations. Supposedly, the polluters should pay for the disposal of their own trash. However, the railway admits, quote, "If this cannot be determined, the responsibility lies with the owner of the property. In this case, the railway itself." It remains to be seen how the problem can be tackled, however. The Deutsche Bahn only announced via the Senate that they are strongly interested in holding talks, quote, "on how the illegal disposal of waste on land in the Berlin area can be prevented or contained by means of suitable measures." The SAP software group is investing more than 200 million euros in a new base in the capital city. Not far from Berlin's Hauptbahnhof, in the Quartier Heidestrasse, SAP is renting more than 30,000 square meters for a digital campus, as the software group announced on Tuesday. Around 1,200 employees are to be accommodated there by the end of 2022, and the offices in Rosenthalerstrasse are to be abandoned. The software group plans to use more than 200 million euros for rent, operating costs, and depreciation over a period of 10 years. SAP currently employs around 1,000 people in Berlin and Potsdam. With the new location, there is room for around 450 new employees. Although the software company recently cut jobs in Germany, it is at the same time hiring in other promising areas. At the new location, the company will work on the topics of artificial intelligence, machine learning, and blockchain. According to the BVLG, the car-free day last Sunday was a success. Per BVLG spokesman Markus Falkner, the state-owned company sold about 14,000 single tickets more on that day than on a normal Sunday, which is an increase of about 30%. BVLG and S-Bahn, but also the transport companies and Potsdam, had supported the call of politicians and environmental associations to abandon their cars for climate protection on Sunday with their own campaign. For example, with a single ticket, local public transport in Berlin or Potsdam could be used throughout the day. A single ticket is normally valid for a maximum of 2 hours. At the end of the day, the results were rather mixed. While according to the Bivalgi, there were noticeably more passengers on buses and trains on Sunday, the Traffic Information Center and the ADAC reported traffic jams on the city motorway, as on other days. Jens Wiesecke, spokesman for the Berlin Passenger Association IGB, also complained, stating, quote, "There is no sign of a traffic turnaround in the city," and then called for a greater commitment on the part of the Berlin Senate to real improvements in local public transport services. Wiesecke criticized that while Traffic Senator Regina Günther of the Greens announced 19 kilometers of additional bus lanes for Berlin, nothing has developed. Michael Wiedel, regional chairman of the German Railway Customer Association, also sees an urgent need for action. Especially in regional traffic, the capacities of trains and personnel are not sufficient at the moment, he stated, also saying, quote, "This is a political challenge." To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.